Hello, my imaginary friends, it's M2N here. It's 7:46 on Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2015. I'm lying in bed and I've been pressing the snooze button every 9 minutes since 7 a.m. I have every intention of getting out of bed, but too lazy at the moment. Every intention of getting out of bed and going and making a cup of tea for me and for Yana, and then trying to get some breakfast into the kids. I'm gonna do that now, just so warm and comfy in bed. Speak to you later. Well, it's 8 o'clock. I've got a hot cup of tea in my hand. The same as Yana. And the kids have got their breakfast. There's a dripping tap here in the kitchen sink.
What's 10 out of 10?
And the bread machine's about to pop out in 6 minutes. So we need to keep an eye on that. I think I might now try and make some breakfast for myself and Liana. Oh, and I'm also listening to Stefano Landi talking about his normal work day. Okay, it's 9:04. I've just got out of the shower. I'll put some clothes on. So I'm going to gather up what I need to do to leave the house, and then I shall jump in the car and start going to work. I have a conference call at 9:30, or a meeting at 9:30 that I can join via conference call. So I shall probably still be in the car when that call starts. But it does mean I get the opportunity to start doing something useful in a work perspective from 9:30. See how it goes. Oh, and I'm currently listening to a Boo from Omani blog talking about a day in the life of an Irishman. Okay, it's 10:02, and I'm sat in the car on the conference call. I parked up at the office, listening along to the conference call, not actually saying a lot at the moment to the conference call, that's on mute, talking to you instead. 11 o'clock, I was on another conference call. 12 o'clock, I was reviewing a PDF document with a software deployment plan on it to try and see if there's any fantastic ideas on that one that aren't on the plan I already had. It's now 1 o'clock and I'm just leaving the office to go and find some food, and also to find, hopefully, a replacement tap valve for the dripping tap that you would have heard earlier in this Boo. 5 o'clock. Going up the stairs in the office. I've been looking at spreadsheets and emails, and I've been wandering around talking to people and having unexpected conversations, impromptu conversations. Hi, Lisa. Which is always good, because it can lead to good things. Well, so it's 6:11, and I'm driving home. I kind of had done enough, had achieved enough, I think, for the day at about 5:30, so I logged off and started coming home. managed to get myself invited into a meeting on a client I've not worked with before, so that might be quite good. And also those conversations, I've potentially got another client to work, do some work for as well. So it's been quite a successful day in the office, I think. Potentially two new clients to work on. Yeah, that's cool. Now I've arrived at home. So I'll speak to you again in a bit. So, 7 p.m. That means the kids are watching The Empire Strikes Back. We've had our dinner. Dinner was being eaten when I arrived home. We've had our dinner, and Amelia's done her viola practice, and I've replaced the valve in the tap, that leaky tap that you heard this morning. So that's been replaced. It's not leaking anymore, so that's good. The only slight downside is that the new component was a couple of millimetres taller than the old component, so now the knob on the mixer tap sticks out by about 2 mil more than it should, so that's slightly annoying, but I can, at least the leakage has stopped, and I can potentially acquire another component which may be slightly shorter and therefore not sticking out. And now I'm running a bath for the kids. So I've got the shower spraying water into the bath, and here's some bubble bath. Squeeze that in, and now it's starting to make some bubbles. Put a bit cold in there as well, shall I? It's nice to use the shower attachment because it makes lots of lovely bubbles in the bath. And a bath with bubbles in is a bath with happy kids in. Because when I get upstairs, they say, "Oh, look at the bath," and it's got lots of bubbles in it, and they jump in and they enjoy themselves in the bath. Hopefully they get clean while they're splashing about. Yeah. So that's the 7 p.m. bulletin. I'm not listening to anything apart from the bath. Sounds like the kids are arriving. It's 16 minutes past 7. Hello, Amelia.
Who are you?
I'm recording a boo. What do you think of...
A boo-boo.
What do you think of the bath?
Bath. Here a bath.
And me, what do you think of the bath?
Yay, I love bathies. Bathy baths. Babies say baths. They don't even say bath, yeah? Say bathy. Bathy-wathy. I wish we had two rabbits.
What's it like, Harry? Is it nice and warm?
Daddy. Yeah. I wish we had two bunnies, a grey and white one called Boris, and a black and white one called Harry.
Boris and Harry?
No, Boris. Boris and Harry.
Why are they called Boris and Harry?
I have no idea.
Why did you say Harry?
Because there's a Harry in my car.
you down here. Let's get your hair clips out as well, so you can wash your hair.
My plait's still in.
Yeah,
you got... Make it Elsa plait.
Yeah. Right, do you prefer baths with bubbles or without bubbles? With bubbles or without bubbles?
Bubbles.
Amelia?
Henry's got a bubble ankle.
Do you prefer with or without bubbles?
I prefer cuddling me.
Cuddling me?
Yeah.
Aww. Oh.
And cuddling mommy. Boop.
Boop. Oh, look, my finger could go through that bubble. My finger can easily go through that bubble.
Daddy, yes. When Darth Vader fights Luke again, he'll be like, hey, I took your hand off. I got a robot arm. Hoorah. Oh, I beat him.
Yeah, he could punch him on the nose, couldn't he, with his robot hand.
If you chop Star two hands off, if Luke chops Darth Vader's hands off, he chops Darth Vader's hands, and he chops two of Darth Vader's hands. Mm-hmm. Then he can
Pick things up and can't hold
things anymore.
What, like a lightsaber?
Yeah, he can't fight with his lightsaber, or he can't fight with his sword or a gun.
And he can't even.
Luke has enough fighting, so I don't say why did he not get to go and try and get Han back, because he's done a lot of fighting and getting hurt. Like in the beginning when he was getting very cold, and at the end when he got chopped his arm.
Right, what was Henry saying? Henry, you were saying something.
It is Star Wars.
Awesome.
Okay.
Look, I can put my finger through that bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a comfy pillow. I can just fall in here like this.
You could break the pillow and it's white. Any
more thoughts before I stop recording?
I want a but some bunnies called Boris and Harry.
Yeah, Boris and Harry, yeah. Are they both boys?
Yeah, Boris and Harry are boys. And mix. I wish Michael was a girl.
That's two words.
Well, I know at least two different versions of Michael that can be used as a girl's name. First of all, there's Michelle.
That's a bit like.
Yeah, and Michaela.
Huh?
Michaela.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael. Yes.
Oh, and there's also there was an actress in Star Trek in the 1960s called Nichelle.
Nichelle.
Which is a bit like Michael, isn't it?
Weird. Nichelle.
Nichelle.
It's got a
N. Nichelle. Yeah.
Nichelle. I don't want a girl called Nichelle.
So, 8 o'clock, and I'm tucking Amelia into bed. Night night, Amelia. Nice day. You enjoy your swimming?
Yeah.
Okay. Night night, Amelia. Sleep tight.
You don't let the big bugs bite.
Oh no, don't switch off yet.
My clock.
I need to do lots of creaming over here.
I need to do my clock.
Okay.
Just do your clock, Henry.
No, I.
Yeah, I'll help you.
You don't need to help me.
I'm just going
to
hold it for you, Henry, so you can press the buttons. There we go.
You don't have to hold it.
Yep. Yeah. All right, go. You do it then. There you go. Winka winka. Moon and all the stars.
To wait till it's like that.
Okay, there you go. All done. Night night, Henry. Sleep well. Right, it's 9 PM and I'm sat on the sofa with my lovely wife, JN2N.
Hello.
Or Yana, as you're conventionally known.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Yana's just been telling me all about her day. Which has been good to listen to.
All right.
Not saying whether or not it was a good day, but it was good for me to listen. And hear what she's been up to.
Are you up next?
I'm up. What? Oh, I'm going to say what's happened in my day. Okay, then. Well. Oh, dear. It's 7 minutes to 11. I missed 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I was busy making music. And then when I finished making music, I've just been editing... Well, not editing, but manipulating the recordings, and my fillings just fallen out of my teeth. So one of my teeth. So that's a bit annoying. I shall be going to the dentist some point soon, I fear. Okay, back. It's 11:15 now, actually. I just finished balancing the tracks on this piece of music I've been doing, so I'm just bouncing off an MP3 file for me to listen to. But that one actually might be more or less finished. Quite pleased with that. Right, well, it's 23:59, so I've cleaned what's left of my teeth, and I've put my boy on the loo, so he had his near to midnight wee, and covered up my girl who was not quite covered by her duvet, and then at last I'm now covered by my duvet, and it's just struck midnight, so and Yara's next to me. Ringing her bells. And goodness me, I've consumed almost 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, has it?
It's been a long day. Well, thank you very much for Sassy Cat for posing this question and giving me the opportunity to do a day in a life boo. And thank you to anybody who's listened to the end.
Oh, I will. I look forward to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been quite an eventful...
See what you get up to.
It's been quite an eventful day, actually. One thing and another.
Even better.
Yeah. Shame I'm going to have to go to the dentist, though. Toodle-boo.